What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
September 25th, the new Fox Tuesday kicks off with New Girl's new season. Then welcome Ben and Kate.
Stay away from my sister before you find out what 6 years of Prof McGaw feels like. Well, like year and a half plus like 4 years on and off I was traveling.
Followed by another all-new New Girl.
What am I looking at here?
Pure, unadulterated friendship.
And the Mindy Project.
Can't believe you're tattling.
Tattling is when a little girl does it, okay? When a hot woman does it, it's called whistleblowing.
The new Fox Tuesday, premieres September 25th on Fox.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Teen Mom 2 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Teen Mom 2 After Show.
Hello, welcome everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing what is the ultimate, final, last... Wow, that's kind of sad.
It is.
We're going to do other stuff. We got other Teen Mom shows, but Teen Mom Season 4, final season, Episode 12. I don't know if this one is Episode 12 or 13,
it's the end.
Yeah, the end. The series finale special, Check Up with Dr. Drew.
It was full of tears.
Who's tears?
It's just the crying special. Yeah, that's really all it is.
Yeah, there. It's the crying, it's the arguing, it's the lying special, it's the lots of things special.
Yeah.
But I feel sort of like we're in a different mode now. Like I was telling you, I didn't take notes on this one.
Yeah.
I was watching it, you know, I'm more interested in their facial expressions and their body language and all that.
And how quickly the camera was cutting away from rolling her eyes.
Oh, man.
Her mom, did you see?
What's that? Like, everybody, including the audience, is, like, trying to tell Farrah, no, cool it.
Yeah.
You know, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Drew, well, we're not talking about Farrah yet. We'll talk about that because we got a lot to say. But, you know, we could just start with Gary because apparently it's Gary now, not Amber.
No more Amber. And it was quick with Gary.
Okay, so I have an important fact to mention that I that I learned from an interview that I read, an interview that Dallas did.
Okay.
And it was just done like, I'm going to say it was like maybe a week ago or something.
Right, so this is much time has passed.
Yeah, much time has passed. And in fact, the information is the reunion show was 5 months ago.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
So that, you know what, that makes sense because I was actually reading Macy's Facebook page. There was a comment on, there were a bunch of fans concerned because on the show, she and Kyle weren't together.
Yeah, so she's like, we're not together anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, you were just like tweeting today.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So Macy is an administrator on her Facebook page with this super fan that controls it. And she made a statement and said, hey guys, like, these are the facts. We're still together. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's because it was approximately 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Which explains a lot of stuff. It explains, you know, Caitlin's mom hadn't sold the fake story to InTouch yet.
Yes.
Okay. We don't actually, I don't remember exactly where where Amber was as far as the jail and all that stuff 5 months ago.
She was in jail.
Okay, she was in jail. when in
we'll
doubt.
Just keep it at that.
When in doubt, in jail.
She was in jail.
You know, Farrah hadn't met the guy we're going to talk about tonight, mm-hmm. you know, the gossip, news and gossip, which is really just going to be part of the Farrah discussion. And, of course, what you said, Macy and Kyle weren't together. So, okay, so first to Gary, and I want to talk about a couple of things. Number one, I want to talk about, like, the 1.5 notes that you have.
And you mean then the 5 bullet points?
Yes, exactly. But before we go to Gary, and while we are going to bring in our lovely host, Annie, with an I, Damien, I'm going to remind you guys that, you know what, we're still on iTunes. We are still needing you to always, you know, all you fans that listen to go to iTunes and rate and review and tell a friend. The biggest thing that helps us.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit 1 million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Us get After Buzz, you know, to more ears is when you guys share the word. In fact, to be honest with you, most of the hosts that we have are because one host told another host to come and check it out. It really helps us to keep our icon there in the forefront of the podcast page and iTunes. And it really helps out. If you're a super fan of the shows and you're a super fan of the after shows at AfterBuzz, then please show your support by telling a friend and going to iTunes and rating us and use the podcast app. Makes it all easy. Okay, so there's that. Hello, Annie.
Hi, guys.
Thank
Welcome.
You. me and you were both stuck in the same traffic, I'm sure.
Well, here's what happened.
Oh, God.
Really quick.
Yeah.
So my friend told me to take surface streets the whole way because it's faster than the freeways because I live in Pasadena now. I moved last week.
Oh. Yeah.
So I did, and somehow I was supposed to turn left on Burbank Boulevard, and I missed it, and I ended up having to get on the 118, which I've never even heard of.
Wait a minute.
To get back to where I was supposed to go.
Dude, the 118 is like...
Right? I don't know where I even was.
Like, you must have been listening to some good music or something.
No, I was just like, oh my God, please get me there.
Well, you're here and we're glad. Okay.
Yes. And
so we already, you know, introed everything. We're just talking about Gary. So you're right on time.
Did he gain weight more?
Actually, I thought maybe he lost weight.
He looked about the same to me.
I thought he looked bigger.
I thought
he looks uncomfortable just sitting there.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're always worried about his, you know, ability to breathe. You know what I mean? And honestly, yeah, but, you know, think about it. And it's no longer like we're not making fun of him. You
right.
know, at that point, we're just like,
he's
dude,
like
still.
Clearly obese.
Just, he's a young dad. So, yeah. You know, there's always concern there.
Well, he's not like, well, I don't know. Has he got somebody at home cooking for him? Because that's what happened to all my friends who got married. You know,
I can see him doing fast food a lot.
Yeah. That's probably what it is.
Because he, I mean, what are you eating if you're...
I don't know. He's a big dude. He knows it.
Yeah.
And don't tweet him about it because he'll block you. Have you seen that?
Oh, like, I wouldn't tweet about it. I feel bad. He's got a problem. Obviously, he's eating his feelings in some way.
I see. I follow Gary on Twitter, and it is funny.
Oh, you do?
He's pretty intense. He had.
Yeah.
Did you guys read? He had a $10,000 phone bill in the past 2
yes.
years. He spent $10,000
on it. How is that even possible?
Gary, maybe you just don't realize, but there are ways to go about fixing
switch
that and how stupid.
Yeah, unlimited plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm following now on Twitter, Caitlin and Macy.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I follow them.
Yeah.
Yes, and news, them. Oh, that reminds me, news about Macy and Twitter. When it comes. Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, but so Gary's there, and we were mentioning this is 5 months ago, actually.
Mm-hmm. I know, because Farrah said she was 20.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is old.
Yeah, it's old. So it's 5 months ago.
Okay.
And, you know, no Amber.
Right.
And they don't tell specifically why she's not there, but we know, you
right.
know, the jail stuff. But, you know, there's Gary. Now, here's the thing that tripped me out was how misleading, and it was so obvious and intentional, mm-hmm. the previews were.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and the one thing that stood out,
are.
This one was like so blatant, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, in the preview, it showed Dr. Drew saying to Gary, so you basically feel like you said that Amber ruined your life. And then it cuts to Gary, and he's like, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so you're thinking, wow, the dude just said that Amber ruined his life, right? Then you come to the show, and it's totally the opposite.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew says to Gary, so you feel, you had previously said that, Amber ruined your life. And he's all, yeah, I said that. And then Dr. Drew goes, so you don't think that's true now? You think, it wasn't true? So, yeah, I'd say it wasn't true.
He didn't have much to say. And can we just comment on the letter? Because I felt like it wasn't really Amber who wrote it.
Right, it was like her PR person.
And let's not forget that the 5 months has passed, and Gary has since tweeted and made comments about how Amber is a lesbian in jail now. And he's talked trash about her, and they're obviously still talking and bickering.
Yes.
Because of what he's put out in the media.
Right.
And I don't know, just what did you guys think of the letter? Because I couldn't tell. I mean, if it's sincere, good for her.
I agree. But,
maybe
the letter
helped her.
It was healthy, right? It was healthy. And that was the thing. I wouldn't believe that she would have the ability to write that if I hadn't seen her when she was like, when she got back home after rehab and was talking to Gary's mom. And she said all that really good, healthy stuff.
Yeah.
She was like saying, listen, I'm asking you for help.
Yeah.
And if me and Gary can't get along, then and you're going to have my daughter, then me and you should communicate.
Right.
Did you guys pick up on how she didn't complete outpatient treatment, I guess?
Yeah. That was happening during this series. This season, right?
Well, no, I don't think so.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, she didn't actually start it, right?
She spoke to JJ, and he asked if she was doing the outpatient, and she said, no, I haven't yet. And then he reminded her that it was necessary to do that to help her complete the process.
Oh, yes. And then they kind of never really talked about
it. Then they never got back to it, and the show just kind of ended in the middle of their life.
Of life, yeah. Which it's got to end sometime, and their life is going to keep going. But, good point, both of you. And that. We were really disappointed that she hadn't started it yet because we're like, that's what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, now we find out on the reunion show that she did do that.
Yes. And according to Gary, they're not together, which, thank goodness, because they don't need to be.
Right.
Yeah. To quote somebody from Awkward, Avi.
And he did make a comment that they had no intentions of getting back together, which I hope that they truly stick to that. And and that, I think, would be best for them.
Yeah, there's just no point, dude. They just are gasoline and fire, those two,
One thing that I picked up on, well, he mentioned, before getting into that, he mentioned that he's been depressed ever since, in the recent time leading up to this interview, that he's had a hard time and he's been depressed being a single father.
Yeah.
And he also, in trailing off of that, was talking to Dr. Drew, and he referred to Leah as my daughter.
Yeah.
And he was speaking about, on behalf of himself and Amber, but he didn't say our daughter. He said my daughter, Leah. And he kept saying that, and I was just like, wow, okay, I wonder how that's going to play out, because it was noticeable to me, and I'm sure if Amber were listening or watching, she'd be like,
that's exactly now the difference is me and you can sit back and we can notice that, but like, oh, a bummer, he's like Sam, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But Amber is going, he's my new mother, and she,
but in his defense, I have to say,
oh man,
like, she is not there because of her decisions, and she made those decisions to do drugs and chose that over her daughter, and she got herself where she's at, and now he's got to pick up and be the full-time dad, which happens to a lot of people, but he probably wasn't expecting that, and now he's pissed off. Like, I think he's just angry.
Wow. Well, we also saw him talking to Amber during the season, and we saw him getting very frustrated taking care of Leah, and just how difficult it was to do it on his own.
And then getting jealous because she got a boyfriend. Like, all those other things were playing into
it. Did you guys pick up on him when they rewatched the recap of Gary and Amber? He goes, oh, I forgot about the boyfriend thing.
I thought it
was a huge deal to him, and he did the really mean thing
he's
and having the birthday party. And he's like, oh, God.
You know what?
He's dated long.
Yeah, he's petty.
Yeah.
And he's like punitive, and he'll do some stuff because he's, got
try
his
to
feelings
get a rise
hurt.
Out of
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just, his immaturity just triggers her like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like exactly that thing. She would have been going nuts if she could respond to that my daughter crap.
Definitely.
And there's really no reason for her to do it because, don't let it matter. Whatever he says, it's going to be ridiculous and meaningless, and trying to get a rise out of you, just don't even do it.
Yeah. Enough about Gary.
Yeah, enough about
Gary.
Yeah,
he's not even worth talking about anymore. We feel like we've gone too long about him.
We may have. We may have. Okay, so now Farrah the funster, the fun girl Farrah. You know what? First of all, I feel ashamed that I haven't read her book.
I honestly, it's been on my to-do list, and I've just been
I am
so
going
busy.
To do it.
Yes.
I read enough about her everywhere else.
I know.
Yeah, I got the Kindle app. Can you get it on there? Can you buy it?
Yes, it is. Okay. We were supposed to pre-order it on Amazon, and
right.
we didn't.
Oops.
Apologies, Farrah.
That was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, we will add to your bestseller list, you know, shortly. but so she's up there, prim and proper, sitting up there like this, you know,
yeah.
all non-emotional in the beginning.
Yeah.
And... like, did you...
Dr. Drew karate chops her emotions.
Yeah.
That's basically what it seemed like to me because she just broke down.
You know there's always tears with her.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I was actually, you know, annoyed with Dr. Drew because I'm like, dude, leave the Daniel situation alone. Like,
I know.
You know, because there's so much other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
And he just kept on about Daniel.
Yeah.
About Daniel.
She's like,
about
he's not Daniel. Even worth a word.
Yeah, he's not even worth... He's all, okay, well, what would you say if he was here? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not even worth
Hold
any
on.
Of my words.
I
go.
Feel like got... I wrote it down.
Oh, go ahead.
Little boy broke.
Oh, yeah, little boy broke. They even showed it, like, in the commercial break or something, or, like, a preview.
Yeah. Oh,
is that
I laughed.
Called
she
him?
Said, no, she goes, little boy broke.
The audience oh, didn't even God. React. They didn't say anything. They were just like, they didn't know what to say. I feel like we got a little bit of an insight on her parents' relationship, though, because she tries to say the reason she so calls Michael and she's rude and stuff is because they disrespected her because
yeah.
of their fighting
uh-huh.
and choosing their fighting over spending time with their children.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a little something that I didn't really
well,
know about.
Yeah, that, but see, the thing is, that's different than what she said in the past.
Right.
Previously, she said this about that. She goes, well, since Michael is not my sister's dad,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, to make it so that we're both calling him the same thing in
yeah.
the house,
yeah.
I just
that's
call
true.
Him Michael, right?
She did say that.
Right, but it's like, you know what, still, you know, she said in the same breath, she goes, and Dr. Drew, you know, he's good at calling people out on some stuff.
Yeah, right.
She's like, well, when your parents aren't real parents, it's hard to call them mom and dad. He's all,
yeah.
well, you still call your mom mom.
Yeah.
yeah.
And she goes, well, but she wouldn't like it if I called her something else. And, you know, I'm sure the next
thing
the
dad doesn't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like the next thing you're going to say, well, you think Michael likes it? But
this was the first time I watched Farrah talk about how she felt about her parents and why she has the attitude that she does.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you need to get over it.
Yeah, like she's being a brat.
I don't know her
how bad
complete
it was.
Story. Yes, exactly. Like, we didn't live her life. But at the same time, just for the sake of becoming whole and helping herself, she needs to forgive and forget and move on. Because it's family,
yeah.
and she's really, really hindering relationships.
Yeah, and she's not, like, the only child that's seen their parents fight all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
just need to... You're an adult now. Act like an adult.
Yeah.
Take care of your child.
It's like she doesn't want to get over it,
right.
which is weird.
No, that's true. And I could see her getting to dealing with the whole parent stuff later. Like, you know, she's been to a lot of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's made a lot of progress in some things,
yeah.
right? You know, like, and she still cries every time she talks about the baby daddy.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know? And so it's like there's a lot for her to get over. And at this point in time, I really, I was watching her talk to her mom and talk to Dr. Drew about the whole mom-dad situation.
Yeah.
And I really, like you said, Annie, I feel like we got some insight, especially when she started talking about the visit they had just the week before.
Yeah.
yeah.
For her birthday, right? And she is upset that they're going out and that they're happy.
Oh, yeah, that they've been hanging out.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice when she was talking about that, she jumped from one storyline to like three within two sentences. I couldn't follow what her reason was for being so upset because
yeah.
she started to say one thing and
yeah.
then said another and then said another and then ended on something else. I was like, wait, which thing are you mad about? Because
and then her
I don't
mom
know.
Was like, it doesn't matter if we want to get married again. Like, that's the first thing she said. I'm like, oh God, now they're going to
yeah.
get married again.
Right, right.
Not
like,
a good
like,
idea.
We weren't even talking about that.
yeah, like no one said getting married again. Like,
but that is, I think that's the perfect point for her to make. It's like, you know what? Like to Farrah, her mom was saying, Farrah, look, not only does it not matter what you want me and your dad to do,
yeah.
we could do something extreme and it would be cool because
yeah.
we're adults. And
yeah.
Dr. Drew was like, yeah, you know what? She's right.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. You know, you just got to, you know. And he even said, he goes, so they came over and they were having a good time. And it's like, he's like, what's bad about that? You know, what's not okay there? Mm-hmm. And she said, it's too damn late.
Yeah.
Right.
And that the thing is, like, here's the thing I see. It's like, okay, she's now an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels like she didn't get happy parents when she was growing up, right?
Yeah.
And so now for her to see them, you know, after being divorced and everything, to have the gall to go be happy. And then what? She's supposed to be happy now because they're happy? She's, you know, she's like, that's to me what she's saying too late for.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to celebrate it. I wanted it years ago. You know, I'm like sad and depressed because I didn't have it. And now you're going to be happy? She's like, you know, bull crap.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, I understand, except I agree with you. Okay, you're older now. You're old.
Yeah.
You know, now it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, you're totally on your own. You did everything you had to do to be on your own.
Right.
And so, you know what? There's no more room.
I also feel like if her parents are being consistent with getting along, she shouldn't be mad. I think it would be one thing if they were getting along and then arguing and then getting along and then arguing. But and I thought that she was going to start saying that when she started to tell the story. But then she didn't. And I was like, wait, so then what's the problem?
They're nice to each other.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And
she's
then,
just...
And then when Dr. Drew said, you're not going to... Are you gonna give your mom anything? You're going to give her an inch tonight?
Yeah.
You know, tell her something nice or whatever he said. And then she does. And you know what? It was like, nice. You didn't think it was nice?
I thought it was nice, but I thought the way that she delivered the comments was rude.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just seemed so half-hearted. And
yeah. And the hug, she's like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But keep in mind, we're talking about... Farrah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, when I saw it, I'm like,
that's
good for her.
She did have like a few thank yous, not just like one or two, but I do have news and gossip about her later.
Okay, cool.
Save it.
We're going to do news and gossip. Okay.
Wait,
yes,
one last comment.
Please.
What happened to her last dog? Because she has a little
Chihuahua now.
Chihuahua named Taquito. She has
I bet she gave it away.
The French bulldog.
But why? It's like she goes from one dog to a dog that's harder to control and train to a dog that's
Yeah,
even
like Chihuahuas.
Wait, are you talking to her boyfriends or? Oh,
no.
Just kidding. That was a joke. Okay, so yeah, I don't know about the dog situation.
Who knows?
I know more about the boyfriend situation.
Okay. So, but I wish her the best. I feel bad for her, and I think she's just an angry person, and that's why she comes across so rude. And I want her to like just be happy and be nice.
Well, here's the thing
that's
about Farrah. She does too, and she recognizes that she was a sad person and she's tired of it, and so she got help. She's the type of person that she's going to make progress.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to
I think she will.
Yeah, she's like really self-aware maybe sometimes after.
Yeah, true.
And only in some things, like she's, as far as I'm concerned, you know, was at that point clueless about the whole Daniel reality situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, what we saw and what we heard from Daniel, it's clear that it was a two-sided thing.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we saw you in the thrift shop telling the dude, you know, can we get married now?
Yeah, it was obvious that it was her pushing him.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, recognize the part about that.
You know what was fun watching these review sessions was a lot of my questioning throughout the season of, I wonder if that's really how it happened, or I wonder if they edited it a certain way.
Yeah.
It kind of proved that a lot of it really did happen.
Yeah.
I know that maybe they left some stuff out, and I have a little piece of news to verify that, but at the same time, there were certain things that they reviewed and played back, and I was like, oh, okay, so that really did happen, because the girls didn't say anything bad about
it. They didn't refute it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good old Farrah.
I wish they could, like, do an episode or two of just, like, outtakes or just of like unused scenes.
Yeah.
Well, no,
think that will happen.
And you've got some of those that weren't seen that are online that
cool.
She looked at. I didn't look at either. She's going
to
tell us.
Check that out.
So we're going to see. Okay. So moving on to another, like this one, the previews were misleading in a way that they left something out that I was really glad to see. I had no idea Kyle was going
to
be on the stage.
Yeah.
I know.
No idea.
Nice, especially after what went down.
With his brand new teeth.
He was looking kind of cute, I have to say.
He's slim. There's no subtitles. I could understand what he was saying.
He was kind of shy.
He was shy, but still, like, I could understand him.
I really was like, he looks, like, better.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that from a couple of girls, and so I think, you know, you must be right, but...
Yeah.
Wait, what did he get done to his teeth?
They're he either got veneers or implant caps. Oh my God, didn't you see them?
No, I knew something was different.
That was the main thing. I just didn't... Is when he opened his mouth, started talking, he had these perfectly straight white teeth.
What they used to look like? Were they really like jacked?
Oh my God, you don't remember that?
No.
Jeez,
I'm
oh my God, we need to run the tape. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for him.
If we had some old footage or something, but yeah, I mean, major improvement. That's the first thing I saw. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be looking at anything else though either. So, but Isabel
said, "What do you guys think of her hair, really quick?"
Well, it's Macy.
She's done a lot of different stuff with her hair this year.
Yeah. I liked it. She tweeted, "Remember that redhead?"
Yeah, that was fun.
That one was fun.
Yeah,
I did like that.
I did not like it when it was super long.
No,
just because it seems so fake.
Yeah.
But I also don't like what's going on with it in the review.
Okay.
Episodes. But yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and she's always had a little, you know, sort of an extreme.
Changes it up.
Yeah. She changes it, and she does like these, you know, the two color thing. But so there she is, and you know, before even Kyle even came out, she, you know, to me, Dr. Drew's asking her what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard you have some news, and she's like, "Yep, me and Kyle are not together. He cheated."
And stood by those words. So, just like it was this terrible thing that happened, and
but
she caught
him in the act. But he didn't cheat, right? Well, contacting exes. Like, I thought there was no physical.
There was no physical, nothing.
So, why? How is that cheating?
Well, okay. So, according to Macy, apparently it's been an issue before.
Oh, right.
Where he's been talking to these same group of girls or whatever.
And if he did it again, she said she'd.
Right. And I think she gave him a pass a couple more times. But this time she saw whatever it was. I mean, we don't know what he wrote.
Right. It could be pretty vulgar.
Yeah, vulgar or even worse than that. You know, something maybe he shared like, man, you know, I'm whatever, doubts about his relationship. Maybe he confided.
Right.
Which,
still thinks about her every day or something like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like
a different betrayal than physical.
I would feel just as betrayed.
Right.
I understand that point, yeah.
Right? So, you know, this, you know.
Especially if it's not the first time.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not. Like, dude, you know, she might have seen it again.
When Dr. Drew asked when it happened again, and she goes, "Which time?"
Yeah. And then, they change the subject.
Yeah, she was just burning him.
Kyle was on the hot seat.
Yeah, he was.
Sure.
But you know what? You could tell that he didn't really care.
No. And good for him for, like, just being honest and just putting up with it. Because what else can you do when your life is.
And he said, I would have been pissed off too.
Yeah. Now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're together
now.
They're,
like, serious more than ever now or something.
Yep.
Well, they're not showing any signs of anything bad, you know?
Yeah.
They're back together.
I think they're good together.
Yeah.
Seems like it. Seems like it. You know, we'll see what happens. But, so Kyle was in the hot seat, and then comes out. God, I really like how they did this. You know, then, so it was Macy and Kyle, then it was Macy and Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you guys think about Ryan up there on stage?
Ryan.
He didn't really have much to say. He just really seems to hate Macy.
Especially after this review, I think that I understand if he's over the whole Teen Mom thing. He's over being filmed.
Right.
It seems like, and it seemed like he's been over it for a while.
Yeah.
But he lies like so in our face that I just want to punch him and... I just didn't enjoy him.
No, wait a minute. Lies.
And those earrings he's got, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wrote here, Ryan seems high and mighty. Because
he does seem like I'm above all of this.
Yeah.
Or at least
because
I don't want to be here.
Because I think he's just stupid.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. So what are you talking about lies that he said on this show?
Yeah. When Dallas came out and Macy and he said things, and you know, we read the text messages Macy read the text message that we heard out loud saying, like, get over me, we're never going to be back together, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then Macy brought up a text that happened, and all three of them were involved
on that family vacation thing.
Yeah, and we found out that Ryan sent that message, and then he's like, nope, that never happened. Obviously, it did because, and he just didn't want to admit it. But I mean, Dallas also wasn't standing up for him. So
wait a minute. Hold on, because I paid close attention because I was trying to really analyze it. Right?
Yeah.
Macy said, "Ryan called me."
Yeah.
Saying, "When me and Dallas got in a fight, and asking her, can I come to your?" She actually said he wanted to come to my room.
Yeah.
And hang out with us.
Yeah, and go out with them.
And go out with them.
Yeah.
Come to my room and then go out with us, right? And then she said after that is when she texted the deal about, you know what, you should have come here with me anyway. You would have had more fun with me or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she admitted it, but it was only after he made that call.
Right.
And then Dr. Drew, this is where I think Dr. Drew sort of messed it up. which may give like a person like Ryan the ability to sort of lie straight face. Not that he needs help, but Dr. Drew said to him, "So you never sent that text?" And he said, "No." So it didn't match.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said that Ryan sent a text message.
Right.
She said he called me.
But still, whether Dr. Drew messed up or not, he obviously knew what he was referring to, and Ryan didn't want to admit it, and whatever.
Yeah. What? Okay, so you totally believe Macy.
Absolutely.
I say, listen.
No, I believe Macy just because I believe her, because I think she's an honest person, and she's admitted, even in this episode, she admitted she was wrong about the birthday thing. Dallas didn't stand up and say, he didn't say it, he didn't send it.
She doesn't know?
She's probably this is the first time hearing about it because he's keeping it a secret.
But if she thought that wasn't true, then she would have said, no, Ryan didn't do that, because we know how Dallas is.
Yeah, or she would have been like, wait, what?
Look, did you hear her voice shaking? She was so nervous up there. She was so nervous and emotional at the same time and like probably wanting to say to Macy, you know, why don't we forget all this and let's fight? You know, it's like she was just, she was just
really mature. Yeah. The two of them. Saying like nice things about each other once like came to a conclusion.
There was some unspoken like really hot tension, like really,
which I think is typical and totally expected of two girls their age in that situation,
right.
And compared to 95% of girls in that situation, I would say that they shine above and beyond.
So
I truly do.
Here's what
I
say.
Think so too.
I say Macy is, in my opinion, like, I don't think she has the same credibility that you say, especially because of that situation with the birthday. And she totally misled everybody she talked to about that.
But she admitted she was wrong in this episode.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Okay. But in other words, but she will lie. In other words, that to me lets me know that in an emotional situation, she might lie. She might do that just because that's what she wants her emotions to tell her to do.
What do you mean, during the episode that it aired in?
I'm talking about when she did the whole setup, Ryan to fail with Bentley, and then...
Yeah,
and
he said you'd come, but really he said, I'll see what I can do for
right,
you.
And then to... And all that stuff. And then to say, well, Bentley asked me, when it was actually her asking Bentley.
Right.
You know,
she just was trying to turn it all around and so she didn't look bad or guilty.
Well, yeah, and then here she agreed that... she said she was wrong for doing what she did.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means to me, and then now, okay, now think of it like this. She's up there.
Yeah.
No man, okay, mm-hmm. pissed off at Kyle, feels alone. Ryan is really, aside from Kyle, the closest man to her in the world, mm-hmm. right, intimacy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan's in love with this other girl. And so Macy is, she's competitive. She is like... I've always thought that she's like still got like something for Ryan, right? So there she is. I think that she made that story worse than it was for the purpose of exactly what Ryan said. He said she'd do it to cause drama right here on
really
the stage.
Funny. No, I don't think that she intentionally made it worse, but I do want to bring up a point that Ed, you just touched on. You have this entire season claimed that you think Macy still has feelings for Ryan, and I've gone against you and argued, and
uh-huh.
after watching this, I think that she does, and I think that it's not something that she would necessarily act on, but I was very surprised to see just how quickly she said to Dr. Drew, when if you and Ryan never broke up, like, or if...
Didn't have the baby.
Yes.
She said we'd still be together.
And she said, no, I wouldn't be with Kyle. And she said, because I'd probably still be with Ryan. And for someone to say that so quickly and not think about all the bad stuff that was happening in the relationship...
Yep.
Without the pregnancy, I think that says a lot. And especially, you know, it was interesting hearing the other side of it from Ryan when he came out and talked about how, well, we were only together for 4 months. And, I mean, we didn't really get to have a relationship.
He had a more sober perspective on it.
Yes. And I think that I can understand, you know, why.
Yeah, and I mean, I hope you not blame her, though. She's like, it's just like the father of her child.
Yeah.
Crystal was saying, I'm right.
Well, a little, like 10%, like 20% right.
I think she's never gotten over him, especially when she's tweeted that thing about it would be easier if they were still.
Yeah.
Like, why would you say that?
I think that it's normal in her situation.
Normal.
I do. And I don't think that she would try and act like, if Ryan wasn't dating Dallas and she had broken up with Kyle, I don't think that she'd be like, Ryan, let's get back together.
Yeah.
Oh my God, would she ever? Sure she would.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll put it like this. She would do it. She might be cool about it. Like, let's hang out. You know what? Hey, are you busy? I want to talk to you about Bentley. And then boom, all of a sudden coffee turns into a dinner or whatever.
Maybe. But I think if they went down that road, she'd smarten up and be like,
yeah, he's hot, but he's a jerk.
Yeah, he is. Okay, we're running out of time, so we want to make sure we give enough time to Caitlin and Tyler.
So much juice.
And do we have, we've got actually
April.
Caitlin's mom on there right now. So let's do Caitlin and Tyler, and then we're going to do news and gossip, because we've got a few things to talk about there.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about some really cool stuff that Fox has coming up. Okay, so Caitlin was up there by herself for a second.
Well, the whole interview with them started out with some very, very big news.
Yeah, about
their date.
Yes, they set a date to get married.
When did they say it was? It's
next
year?
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, and that she already had her wedding dress.
Yeah. I'm glad. They've been together for so long. They obviously are good together.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that they won't last.
Really? A lot of people think that, you know, they're a mismatch. And that, you know, he's going to, like, sort of rise above and you know.
If that happens, so be it, I guess. But I think that they should give it a chance. They work. I mean, look how mature and how many decisions they've made together. And it does, honestly, I feel like they bring out the best in each other. They said that about each other, and I think they do.
Well, they listen. They
considering
are
considering what background they've come from.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're easily the most impressive ones, you know, if you look at the whole picture.
Right,
right.
You know,
oh,
the
completely.
Ability to have the wisdom to do the adoption thing, which, you know, I call it wisdom because really in their situation, even if we would say, you know, I would never give up my child and we don't like that they did,
mm-hmm.
what they actually did by looking at the circumstances and saying, you know what? If I love my daughter, I don't want her to be in this grandmother's house with this grandfather. It's just a bad thing. And if I can get her out, say, you know, run, get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, go be with this stable, rich family or wherever that, you know.
Yeah.
Then that's better for her.
Yeah. And we heard a very, very emotional, heartfelt reminder of Caitlin and Tyler feeling that way in this episode. And it was really sad because a lot of it was just talking about, you know, what they had to overcome and how hard it was for them and how they just didn't want Carly to go through anything like that. And it's just always really sad to hear their story because I can't imagine what they've gone through.
Cannot imagine. But you were saying that the Caitlin Tyler portion was the most profound to you. Tell us more.
It was. And I'm happy to hear that they're both in school and they're doing well with that. And I found a lot of it interesting. Caitlin was mentioning, I think it was Caitlin, or someone mentioned that she was far from the girl that she was 3 years ago. And she talked about how bad of a student she was. And I guess I had forgotten about all of that. I need to rewatch.
I think the show started right when they started to get better.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that it was. And it was just, I mean, seeing April come out and hearing that side of it and just seeing how difficult it must be for Caitlin and Tyler to sit and watch that happen with Butch. And she's obviously still trying to be with Butch. And, you know, as you said, her mom released that story to the press. And, like, it's always sad. So I'm always, you know, curious to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, it's like, okay, here they have faced so many challenges and they've overcome so many.
Yeah.
But the people that are the cause and the, you know, initiator of all their troubles are still there in their lives, you know, and they're torn between, like, you know, it's her mom.
Right.
And her mom is, like, showing signs of trying to get better, but still there's this, like, you know, she's potentially a bringer downer.
Yeah.
You know, a problem in their, you know, their life.
She's just inconsistent and obviously she can't stick to her word.
Yeah.
Something else, Tyler mentioned that he's been in therapy since he was 5 years old, which I thought was just so heartbreaking. And he didn't end up sending the letter to Butch that he had wanted to.
Saved it.
I know that we were wondering if he had sent that, and he confirmed
that he
didn't.
So he has doubts because he doesn't want, he's like, you know, it's my dad. I can't just cut off ties forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, that's... again, one of those, can't imagine what that must be like, having to deal with that sort of decision.
Yeah.
And I love, like, seeing them talk and having all the fans, you know, watching from home. I feel like a lot of girls, even she says girls have come up to her, have written her, you know, because of you, mm-hmm. I was educated about adoption and it was the best decision I ever made. And, like, they're making a difference in so many people's lives. And I think that's why they're, like, the most important
yes.
part of this entire series.
Yeah. I thought Dr. Drew was very, very smart in how he ended their interview. And that was on asking Caitlin if she could talk about the pros and the cons. I don't
yes.
quite remember,
yeah.
but pros and the cons. And she said something so, so intelligent for what she's been through at her age. Pros and cons of adopting versus parenting. And she yes. said that the majority of couples that go through this break up and they're not
yeah.
even together. So what right. would have been the point in trying to make the picture perfect family when, you know, percentages tell us that it probably wouldn't have worked out anyways.
Yeah, she yeah. even said that if you look at all the yeah. other moms, they're yep. all...
To be able to see it from that point of view, I think is just so big of her. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. That's right along the lines of what I was saying is that, you know, whether you agree with their decision or not, mm-hmm. you can still respect the wisdom that went into deciding it.
Yeah.
And then now for her to be able to reflect and say, you know what, we have a daughter who has a better life. Mm-hmm. And we have a relationship that is stronger than any of the other ones that didn't do what we did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So pretty awesome. Okay. So let's go into news and gossip. Let's see if we have some. Oh, there it is. I heard a little bit. It was short and sweet. Okay. So I will start with some news and gossip. And that is that as we know, when Pharaoh was here. And there we go. And this is according to sarcasm.net.
Yeah.
I got to find out. I don't even know if it's a man or a woman that does sarcasm. Always has the best news and gossip. I want that person to, like, do our news and gossip
yeah.
read. They should
yeah.
call in. But so Farrah, you know, has got all her stuff going on. But the guy that she was dating started to date. She had her first date that day that
Night.
She was here in our studio, right?
Ryan Seacrest employee.
Well, she was dating that guy, like, I guess exclusively or whatever, for...
A few months?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how long it was, but how long the total thing was, but apparently after a month, I don't think it was multiple months, but after a month, he was upset, according to sarcasm.net, and Farrah said this, he was upset that, you know what, in fact, I will read it, and I'm dragging it out, but I'm going to read it. Okay, so they're broken up.
Right.
Okay, and... Farrah, his name, we're talking about people's names. I guess that's what we do.
It's fine. It's in the news. They can find it.
It was in yeah. June. It was 3 months ago. In June, Farrah began dating John Parra, staffer on Ryan Seacrest's morning show. But just 2 months into their relationship, mm-hmm. they have apparently called it quits.
She really needs to break that 2 month curse.
And he did it over text. In a new interview with In Touch Weekly, Farrah explains what went wrong was that he was upset I wouldn't kiss him yet and make more time for him to move to LA. She even revealed how he broke the news. He texted me saying he just didn't want to talk anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but here's the deal. This is the gossipy news part. Farrah had visited John just last week and even brought her daughter Sophia along to meet him. The two went out to dinner, had a sleepover at his pad afterwards. Sophia included. It seemed to be the making of a great, great relationship. She says, I have my values in line and I stick to them. I'm happy. I chose not to touch him or get serious with some guy who seems controlling and clingy.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
And she would know what about clingy. I'm happy I shield Sophia from any guy drama that's caused by whomever I'm dating at the time. So, anyway, believe it or not, leave it to you. You know, that's Farrah's side of the story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adding on to Farrah, and I think you had the same story.
Spinoff?
Yes.
Yes.
It was released on many things, but through her Facebook page, which her mom is an administrator on, I read, and I have the article here, that she has confirmed through Us Weekly that she is currently finalizing a deal to star in her own reality spinoff. Quoted, I'm just closing on it. It's going to be about me and my life. So.
Ugh.
To be continued with Farrah, and I know that she's currently looking for
then
a place to open a restaurant, I think. So.
Then they kind of said the other girls were maybe in talks of having
yeah,
a spin-off
I saw that
too.
Caitlin, and we heard from Macy that she's thinking about it. And
yeah, I would rather see their lives
yeah.
over her life.
Yes.
No, and are you kidding? Farrah is still so entertaining.
I feel like
Look.
She's always like the negative part of the show.
Well,
she's not like the feel good person you want to like. Oh, this is gonna.
Oh,
be great.
Come on! Who wants to feel good?
Well, Caitlin and Tyler make me feel good. They're such good people.
And you're gonna watch a show about Caitlin and Tyler
and
for
like
the rest
Macy.
Of your life.
No, well, but at least I mean I will for another year or two.
One more thing to add: Macy has just hit, and she's probably past it now. 1 million followers on Twitter, and she is starting a contest. And the winner, she will be flying the winner and a friend to Tennessee. Right, Tennessee.
That's where she's from. Mm-hmm.
To hang out with her and Bentley. So hopefully we don't have a post article released from the person claiming that she was doing drugs and clubbing like Farrah. But good luck to whoever wins. And
yeah.
We are excited to hear about the adventure.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Do you have any other news
she
that's the same
my,
thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
cool. No,
it's okay.
You guys did it together.
No, it's
that's cool.
It was like the most popular thing. So.
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to tell you guys about, and especially our listeners out there, is that you know what? This show has good points and not good points, but I mean serious points and funny points. And everybody loves a good comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the lineup that Fox has for Fox Tuesday. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the pilot shows yet.
I think one.
Right. Okay. So The New Girl, which is
coming back.
Amazingly funny comedy, is back.
So funny.
New season.
Mm-hmm.
And
Zoe Deschanel. Love her.
Yes. I mean, honestly, Fox has some sort of a lock on this, and I don't want to call it a new style of writing.
Yeah.
But, oh, and we can cut the news and gossip music because we're not in the news and gossip anymore. I don't want to call it a new style of writing, but they have mm-hmm. a lock on whatever this is, this new comedy thing, because I watched these shows and I was laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched The Mindy Project, and
love her.
You know what? I wasn't sure
She's
if I was going to watch it. Okay. We know her from The Office, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I was laughing out loud at the banter that was happening. This one scene where she's on a date with the guy. You guys didn't see it?
No.
Okay, what? That's okay.
Wait, I want to hear all the pilots because I feel like I've seen one of them.
Okay. Okay. You want to hear?
Like name off what else
oh, okay,
is coming.
Okay, so the Fox Tuesday, new Fox Tuesday.
Fox Tuesday.
Mindy Project.
Mm-hmm.
New Girl. And Ben and Kate.
Ben and Kate.
Oh, I've heard
and,
about this one.
Correct me if I'm wrong. John, does it start at 7 o'clock? Do you remember? 7 o'clock on Tuesday?
Yes, yeah, 7 o'clock.
Okay. 7 o'clock. September 25th, no. Tuesday. You want good comedy. You want laughing makes us all happier, healthier, leave stress.
Correction, 8.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. That's fine. See, so now I just had you an hour ahead. So now you're going to be right on time. No. but you know what? There were scenes where I laughed out loud. And you know what? And I was watching it, and I was like, you know, I was kind of looking at the show like, you know what? I dare you to make me laugh. And it did. And then Ben and Kate, God, when you guys see the scene where the babysitter, who is actually the boss from work, is putting makeup on the six-year-old girl.
I have seen Ben and Kate. I watched it on the airplane, and I was laughing, and I had never seen it, and I'm not one to tune into shows that
right?
I don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
But I stayed on the channel and watched it because it was so funny.
Yes. So we're going to end with that. Give yourself a present. Fox Tuesday, September 25th. It all starts. The new girl, The Mindy Project, Ben and Kate, 8 o'clock.
Mindy was a writer on The Office.
Oh, she was a writer too, as well as
on the show, yeah.
Excellent. See? The more you know. All right, as always, I am your host, Ed Bowling. On Twitter, I am at Ed Bowling. And we also.
I am Crystal Lackley on Twitter at Crystal Lee.
I'm Annie Demian on Twitter at Annie Demian.
Okay, and also don't forget, although this is the end of Teen Mom, it's not the end of Teen Mom 2. It's not the end of Teen Mom 3.
And a spinoff.
Huh?
And a spinoff.
It's not the end of whatever spinoffs are coming. And it's not the end of 16 and Pregnant and 16 and Pregnant and 16 and Pregnant because apparently there's lots of those. So please keep an eye on AfterBuzzTV.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.